President-elect Donald Trump says he wants Sean Duffy to be his transportation secretary. That would position Duffy to oversee a complex system of pipelines, railroads, cars, trucks, airlines, and mass transit systems, as well as funding for highways. Duffy is a former member of Congress who represented a Wisconsin district for 9 years. He is the second Fox-affiliated TV host to be tapped by Trump. Duffy also has a background in reality TV, like Trump. He declined to run for governor of Wisconsin in 2022, despite Trump's urging, and is a former lumberjack athlete. Judicial regulators have filed a 10-count complaint against a former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice who led an investigation into the 2020 presidential election results. The State Office of Lawyer Regulation filed the complaint against former Justice Michael Gableman today. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss hired Gableman in June 2021 to investigate the administration of the 2020 election. Voss fired him in August 2022 after the probe turned up nothing. The complaint accuses Gableman of violating a number of state Supreme Court rules during the investigation, including making false statements, disrupting a court hearing, questioning a judge's integrity, making derogatory remarks about opposing attorneys, and violating open records laws. The Department of Public Instruction has published its school and district accountability report cards for the 2023-24 school year. The DPI publishes school and district report cards annually, as required by the Wisconsin statute. Report cards include data for multiple school years across four priority areas: achievement, growth, target group outcomes, and on track to graduation. The achievement and growth priority areas are weighted based on a district or school percentage of economically disadvantaged pupils as required by state law. A district or school's overall accountability score out of 100 possible points places it into one of five overall accountability ratings. Significantly exceeds expectations, meets expectations, meets few expectations, and fails to meet expectations. Report cards use up to 3 years of data, including achievement data from 2021-22, 2022-23, and 2023-24. Statewide overall ratings distribution on district report cards for 2023-24 was similar to 2022-23. Of 377 public school districts receiving report cards for 2023-24, 353, or 94% of the districts, met, exceeded, or significantly exceeded expectations. Among districts receiving report cards for both 2023-24 and 2022-23, 29 increased by one rating category compared to the prior year, 24 decreased by one rating category, and 324 had no change in rating. The Ithaca School District maintained its meets expectations with an overall score of 61.4. The Richland School District improved over the 2022-23 school year's meet expectations with an exceeds expectation and overall score of 72. The River Valley School District maintained its exceeds expectations with an overall score of 74.1, and the Riverdale School District maintained its meets expectations rating with an overall score of 63.5. There were 1,939 report cards produced for public schools for 2023-24. Of the scored public school report cards, 1,622, or 84%, met, exceeded, or significantly exceeded expectations. Among public schools receiving scored report cards for both 2023-24 and 2022-23, 249 increased in rating at least one category compared to the prior year, 212 decreased in rating at least one category, and 1,461 had no change in rating. Among public schools, 153 were unable to be scored and are rated using alternate accountability. The Ithaca Elementary School exceeds expectations with an overall score of 76.8. The River Valley Elementary School meets few expectations with an overall score of 56.2. And the Riverdale Elementary School meets expectations with a score of 58.6. The Richland School District has its elementary programs broken into two schools. The intermediate school exceeds expectations with an overall score of 77. Some schools, because of size or grade range, do not have enough data to receive a score. Public schools with insufficient data participate in an alternate accountability process. The Richland Primary School received an alternate rating of satisfactory progress. The Ithaca Middle School meets expectations with an overall score of 61.7. The River Valley Middle School significantly exceeds expectations with an overall score of 84.7. And the Riverdale Junior High School meets expectations with an overall score of 61.9. The Ithaca High School meets few expectations with an overall score of 52.3. The Richland Center High School exceeds expectations with an overall score of 70.1. The River Valley High School meets expectations with an overall score of 65.8. And the Riverdale High School meets expectations with an overall score of 69.2. Alternative education in the area, which include the Richland Online Academy and the Partner Charter School in the Richland School District, and the Riverdale Academy, all received an alternate rating of satisfactory progress. WPS Health Solutions in Dane County is laying off hundreds of people. 313 people will lose their jobs, mostly at the Monona office. Executives say the layoffs are necessary after losing federal contracts. WPS provides supplemental insurance for people in Wisconsin and has contracts with Medicare in 9 other states. The layoffs officially begin January 21st. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection have announced the results of a study showing the state's consistent agricultural growth. According to a press release, the University of Wisconsin study showed over $115 billion of economic impact was generated from agricultural and food processing sources between 2017 and 2022. That's equivalent to about an 11% increase from prior years and represents over 14% of Wisconsin's overall economic output. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is pushing for stronger efforts to block robocallers. According to a press release, a coalition of 46 attorneys general are asking the Federal Communications Commission to improve their robocall mitigation database. The coalition says the FCC hasn't done enough to prevent bad actors from registering in their database, allowing those bad actors to submit unvetted information and face no consequences for filing false or misleading information. Call is a member of the Anti-Robocall Litigation Task Force. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding drivers to move over and slow down when approaching active roadside emergencies. According to a press release, there have been 60 emergency responders hit and injured by vehicles while working on the side of the road in Wisconsin over the last 5 years. Department of Transportation officials are also reminding residents that moving over and slowing down for emergency vehicles is required by state law. Governor Tony Evers has proclaimed this week as Crash Responder Safety Week. This November, the American Red Cross is asking donors to gather their friends and be there for patients by making a blood or platelet donation. Festive activities and busy calendars this time of year can disrupt normal routines, leading to a drop in blood donation appointments. Eligible individuals are encouraged to make donating blood a priority, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets. 2 blood drives will be held Thursday. The first will be from 8:30 to 1:30 at Kickapoo High School. The second will be from 9 to 2 at the Richland Center High School. Those wishing to help patients make memories this holiday season can book a blood or platelet donation appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. This is International Education Week. It's about expanding horizons, making connections, and establishing mutual understanding between people in the United States and other countries. It is an opportunity to celebrate the benefits of international education and exchange worldwide. You are invited to attend a local International Education Week event. The exchange students at Richland Center High School will host International Night Thursday, beginning at 6 in the West Commons and Large Group Instruction Room. Meet the international students, sample some traditional foods, and learn about their countries and cultures. The event is free and open to all. The cast and crew of Riverdale's one-act play, When Bad Things Happen to Good Actors, advanced to the state competition. The group will perform Thursday night at 610 on the campus of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.